extend the fence, the boundary. But again, by mistake, he went into his friend's property and put back the fence in his friend's property. Yes, it comes out, he gained another few feet of the land. So that was also, and later the owner says, give it back to me. Now again, it came in the same time as also the kind of the Rav Yehuda, it came in front of Rav Yehuda. Also, I see Trey Sadi. So Rav Kana came and brought to Edim. That's like this. Chadomar. Tarti, Tzaisu, there are two things he listened to me. That's like this. Chadomar said, Rav Kana Ayo. Koisle Betech Shechaberoi. There are Tarti, Yoy Tzaisi. Means Shtei Shuras Karka, Pnei Asoda. That he went into the field, two rows. That's how much into his friend's field he built this wall. As I see Sadi, I see Trey Sadi, Chadama, one of the two of them said, Tarti Yotzais oil. That he moved into his friend's neighbor's two rows inside. The Chadama, one of them said, no, Toloso Tzais oil. When he built up this new fence, he moved in three rows worth of karka. So what do we do now? How much karka does Rav Kana have to give back? Omalei, so Rav Yehuda said back, listen, Zil Shlim Tarti. Migi Tlos, you have to pay back two out of the three. Because two for sure you stole. You did it with a mistake. But for sure two you took away from him. So Shali took away three and not. On three we don't have to aid them. On three we only have one aid. But that you took away two rows, that we have to aid them on. So therefore two rows, for sure you have to give it back. Zil Shlim Tarti Migi Tlos. Yeah. Gemara says, Omalei Kaman. So Rav Kana said to Rav Yehuda, who do you hold like? Kaman Rashi said, Rasbam, Dainzus Li, to a Tavaya Machshi Hai Lai, Vitibat Ledusam. Like the other way to look at it here is that both these Edim should fall apart. Because there's Achosha, there's Siva. One Eid says he moved in two rows of land. The other one says, no, he moved in three rows of land. So there's Achosha, they're going against one or the other. So one way to look is both Edim should be taken away. You can't use either one. So how come you review the Paskin? No, we use these two Edim, at least for two rows. Samar says, Amalek Kaman Kav Shim Ben Eloza. Lechura Yigoy now, look Kav Shim Ben Eloza. Titan, you learn like this. Oh, my Rabbi Shim Ben Eloza. Lenech Lekul Beisham Beisilul. Al Shtei Kiti Edim. There's no machlek between Beisham Beisilul upon two pairs of Edim. Shachai Semeris Mona. One says that Reuven owes $100. V'yachai Semeris Masayimon. One says, no, Reuven owes $200. Shiyeh V'chlau Masayimon. That it's called good Edis, that for sure Reuven owes $100. We do not consider this Edis Akosh, right? We say, forget, it's called good Edis, we call this here. That I both agree. Ama Nechluku, where is the Machlek is? Al Kasachas. You have one pair of Edis. Shechoroi Memono. That one aid says Reuven owes $100. The Yechorim and Masayim, and one aid says he owes $200. Here are some Achleikis. They're one pair of Edim, and they're saying opposite. So do we have at least 100 here or not? Shebasham Yomrim Nechlokoi Dusan. Beshami says, nothing doing. We can't use these Edis at all. Since one is saying 100, one is saying 200, they're saying opposite, we can't believe them at all. Ubesilimrim, no. The svar is Yesh Bechlau Masayim Mono. The Yed that says 200 is like saying 100 and another 100. Therefore, on 100 we have two Edim. So on two Edim we believe the 100. The second 100, not. So that's what Shimon ben Gamliel, or Shimon Loz is saying, that's Shan in Beis Hillel. So the Chur of Yehudi is going like him. Omalei, Yehudi said back, no. V'homai sinu lucho igrato marovo. They brought me a letter from Eretz Yisrael, that the letter said, you should know, the Ein Halacha Kershim Ben Eloza. We do not paskin like Kershim Ben Eloza. So Lechura, Yitzhak of Yud is wrong. He says, so what are you telling me to give back two rows of land? He has no edus. The edus should be bottled. Omalei, so if Kani Yehudi said back like this, listen, L'chiteisa Yehu Gavro, Tidar Bakashto Beliso, Arba Shoni. Shbam says, it's bouncing like this. What he said, not like this. Omalei said, Ahadim miyad, listen, if you're the sort of Khan, listen, you give back these two rows right away. Demaisat igrito, until I bring you another letter, and the locher is Kabyuda. Ukabyuda Kaimalon. Shekein nasa din, that was the din. Now what he told them was, The kashrim is mokum. Pielisa bali upstairs. In other words, if you just said, listen to me, that's halacha, and I'll bring you proof to it also. So, yeah. Now, who gar with was a man? Amalei l'chitaisim is when you not scared. I mean, amalei l'chitaisim is if you just said back, listen, when you bring me such a letter. In other words, I don't hold from that letter. That the loch l'maisa the way I'm saying, the pasuk hashem ben nalaza, that the edus is good. Now the Gemara says a new case here. How who gar with was a man? Did dar b'kash? He lived in the city b'kashto balis in an attic. Arba shon, he lived there for 4 years already. Also morid debeisa, the owner of the house comes back after 4 years. Ashachtei finds him. Amalei, my boy is bahaya beso. What are you doing in my house? Amalei said, listen, mi palnia zavinto, tizavna minoch. I boarded off this Yehuda that boarded off you. So what do we say? Do we let him stay there or not? Also, the kaimat of Chida came in front of Rabbi Chiya. Amalei, eis lechosadi didar bo'iyu, tizavna minoch. If you have edus that Yehuda that you boarded off, the didar bo, even though he only lived there 1 day, that's enough. Then I'll say you have a right to keep it. Like this Shimon now in the field right now is saying, listen, I bought this field off Yehuda, and Yehuda bought it off you, Reuven. What right, what proof do you have that Yehuda bought it off Reuven? You have no real proof. You only stand saying that Yehuda lived there 1 day. Since you have proof that Yehuda was there, that's a proof to say, since he was there, most probably he bought it. And now that you say you bought it off him, we'll believe you. V'loiloi, if you have no proof at all that Yehuda was living in the field, then we don't trust you. Because Reuven, like Stam has edus, that the field once belonged to him. So you're not saying you bought it off Reuven. You're saying you bought it off Yehuda. Where does Yehuda come into the picture? Where's their proof that Yehuda bought the field at all? Therefore you have no chazaka. That's like ein loy taina. Omarav, have yasivna kaim de chavivi. I'm sitting in front of chavivi. The Yarmuli, some say, V'chiyein odom also likach v'limcho b'layla. Isn't it possible somebody could buy something and sell something at night time? In other words, it's possible Yehuda really bought the field one night and he sold it right away. So what are you saying? If you don't have edus that Yehuda was living in the field, it's not called a good chazaka. L'chura, why not? You can have a chazaka after one time also. I mean, a person could sell the field in 1 day. So what do I care if he wasn't there? It may be true that he really bought it. And because this Levite, I saw really what his mind was, if we say, listen, in front of me he bought it, we'd believe him. As if this Shimon says like this, listen, I know Yehuda bought it from you, Reuven, because I was there when you sold it to Reuven. Then we believe Shimon. Because we had before, Shimon has a migu, Shimon could have said, listen, you Reuven, I bought it off you. So instead of Shimon saying, I bought it off you, Reuven, he admits that I bought it off Reuven, and I saw the way Reuven bought it off you, there it's good. Omar Rova, Kavosa Rabbi Chiya, Messiah with a swirl like that. Tiktoni, Habo Mishum Yerusha, and Sorok Taino. If a son takes over the field that his father was in, it's called a good chazaka. Taino, the boy doesn't have to have a taino. Horaya boy, but he has to bring a proof. What's the proof? That his father was in that field for 1 day. So he has the proof his father was there for 1 day, that's called a good chazaka. Here also, we have a proof that Yehuda was there for 1 day, that's enough. Where it says, V'dilma no, loy rai boy, loy taina boy, maybe you don't need anything. Fi boy is saying, mo shani lekech, loy shadi zuzi bichti. The other thing is, people don't give the money for nothing. So it's probably true that he said that he really knows that he bought it. And he boy lihu, nira boy, mai, let's say it just looks like it, om rabai hi, it's the same alocha, ravom of inish, tisayi wari of loy zavin. Nira boy, like he showed it to you. So if he showed it to him, is that called a good sale or not? Rava says, yes, that's the proof he told it to him. And Rava says, no, sometimes people show their property to other people and they don't tell it. Like people come in to look it over, maybe here, maybe no, and then they change their mind not to buy it. That's not called a good chazaka. All right, we'll stop here.
You were holding daf Mem Aleph Ahmed Beis.
Again,
yeah, we'll go over again. This last Gemara again was a Hugavro the Dar Bekashto. A man was living in the city, Bialyisa, in the upstairs. Arba Shani, 4 years. Also, Mara the Beis, the owner of the house, came back. Ashkechei met a mumble, my boy's by Beis. So, what are you doing in my house? Like, the owner said to this person, what are you doing in my house the last 4 years? Omalei. So, the person said, listen, Mipalnia Zavinta, I bought this apartment off somebody. Tizavni Minoch, that somebody bought it off you. So do we believe the machzik or not? Like, he's not saying completely he bought it straight from the owner. He's saying he bought it from somebody else. So do we believe him or not? So Asla Kaimat Rab Chiyo Amalev. Rab Chiyo answers like this. Eyes lecho sadi de darbo iyu. Tizamto minei. Feafilu chad yoimo. If you, let's say, Shimon, you're machzik now with this, in this house for the last 4 years. And you're Shimon saying you bought it off Levi, that bought it off Reuven. If you have proof that this Levi was there at least one day in the house, then Okimta Levi Yotcha will let you keep it. In other words, then you're right that you're saying you bought it off him, because you have a proof that he lived there at least one day. But Vileloi, if you have no proof that that Levi lived in the house at least for one day, then you can't claim Chazaka, you don't have a good taino, like who is that person that you bought it off? Omar Rav, Rav said back, no. I was sitting in front of Chavivi. Rashbam says Chavivi means like Doidoi, his uncle. The Amrli said to me, like, isn't it enough? Doesn't sometimes people buy something at night and they get a better deal to sell it that night also? So what do you have to say? That he lived there one day for this slave? We know. If you just say you bought it off Levi, even though Levi did not live there at all, it's possible that maybe Levi really bought it. Just he sold it to you the same night that he bought it. But the Gemara says, that's not the halacha though. For Chazisa L'Dai Toya, I saw that the das of Rabbi Chiya was that Iyom Alei Kamod Adiz Avni Menoch, no halacha though. But we'll soon see. This halacha is not true. But the Chazisa L'Dai Toya, I saw that Rabbi Chiya held, this much he is asking, that Iyom Alei, if this Shimon that's in the house now says, that Kamoy Didi Zavni Minoch, that Levi bought the house off you in front of me, I was there also, then we'll believe the Shimon. Why? Migu Dibo Yomalei Kamoy Didi Zavni Minoch, since he has a Migu, he could have said directly that Shimon himself bought it off Yeruvain, is Migu Dibo Yomalei Nomi Zavni Minoch, therefore we'll believe him. Omar Rob said that Kavoset of Chia Mistavrat, Mistavrat of Chia says, the law is that when Shimon says he bought it off Levi, he's only named if there's Eidos that Levi was in the house at least one day. Tiktonikos says, now Mishnah Habo Mishum Yerusha, when the son yashins his father and says that he's being machzik in it, because he knows his father was in the field for one day, is then a tzarach taina. Tzadik is tainu deloy boy. He doesn't have to have a taina, doesn't have to say clearly how he knows his father got it. But Horaya boy, but smashma, you have to have a proof that his father was there for at least one day. So that's the Chura Raya, it's Rabbi Chiya, and that's Takad Halacha. The Gemara just says, maybe not like that. V'duma loy Raya, boy, loy Taina, boy, maybe you don't have to have either one, not a Raya, not a Taina. The boy is saying, another thing else could be, Shani Lekeach. Or Lekeach Tak is different. To loy Shad Yezuzi Bichdi. That even if you want to say by a Yerush, you have to bring the proof your father was there one day, but that's only by a Yerush. But we hear that this Shimon bought the field off Levi and he paid money for it, that alone is a proof that it's really true that Levi bought the field, because a person doesn't throw away his money for nothing. So for sure, Shimon first checked it out and made sure that Levi really owned it. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Nira Loimai, what's going to be if the original owner, Reuven, we know, we have Edith, that he showed the field to Levi. Now we do not know if Levi really bought it or not, but we have Edith that he showed it to him. My, what's the locha? So Abai says the same thing. If you have a proof that the owner Reuven showed it to Levi, that's like a proof that Levi really owned it. Rav says no. Oved inish desayir aryeh v'loy zoven. It happens sometimes that people show off their field to somebody else and they don't sell it to him. So if you only have a proof that Levi saw the field, that's not enough. You have to have proof that Levi lived in the house for at least one day. Now the Gemara says, if three people bought the field one after another, they're mitzdar for a chazaka. In other words, Reuven first owned the house, and now Shimon claims that he bought it off Reuven and he was there for 1 year. Then Shimon sold it to Levi, and Levi was there for the second year, and Levi sold it to Yehuda, and he was there for the third year. After these 3 years, it's called a chazaka that these three people are believed, and we do not believe Reuven anymore, because Reuven should have made a machor if he really held that he did not sell it to Shimon. Omar Rav, and Rav adds though and says, the kulam bishtar, It's only if when the second one sold it to the third one, or the first one sold it to the second one, they sold it with a shtar. But since they sold it, since when the Shimon sold it to Levi, he sold it with a shtar, so when you sell something with a shtar, a quill goes out and everybody knows about it. So therefore the owner for sure knew that the Shimon sold it to Levi, so therefore the owner should have made the machor. So Mura says, Lemaimu, you want to tell me the Sava Rav? Rav holds that shtar is like koilo. When you do something in a shtar, then it gives off a koil. But the Edim, less like koil, is time to do something in front of Edim, that would not give off a koil. Therefore, if this Shimon, when he sold the house to Levi, if he did not make a shtar, then the owner has a right to say, I did not hear about it. I did not hear that you sold it. I just see another person in the field. So then the owner has the right to say, you know why I did not make a machor, I did not protest, because I figured, listen, you're not living there like a regular owner, like you yourself are afraid to be machzik in the field. Every year somebody else is there. So that's why the owner did not make a machor, therefore would not be a chazaka. Only when they sell it over with a shtar, then the owner finds out about it. So it's not, you're not playing around, like you're really claiming to own it. You're even selling it to somebody else. So then the owner should have made a machor. So Mara says, is this true? I, Rav says,